All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Jim Frank and Terry Gates is in studio. We'll have Corey Alexander on the phone here in a few minutes. Don't forget 345-0910 if you want to call in and ask the experts, you know. But right now we're going to go to our LeClaire Ryan play of the game, and Frank has it, and I assume it's from yesterday's contest.
Absolutely. We must recognize the outstanding sideline inbounds play by UVA's true freshmen, none other than Mike Toby and Justin Anderson. With only, I believe, 8.2 seconds remaining in regulation, Justin Anderson went through the progressions. Option one, covered in the corner. Option two, well past the top of key, covered. Option three, there's Mike Toby in the lane. Throws him the ball, almost fell down doing it. Toby catches it, spins, puts it up, and it goes in. Paralyzed the crowd, epic roar, tie game. Immediately, Maryland raced the ball up court, trying to get a game-winning, well, what would have been a game-winning shot. And fortunately, Justin Anderson made his fifth block of the game, which, by the way, is a new JPJ record.
Now, that block was clean. Now, the problem was at the end of overtime,
yes.
Toby made contact with Des Wells. It was, fortunately, it was a home game, and the ref swallowed the whistle.
And I'm glad. I'm glad. We don't normally get that call.
And our guest wanted information. Jontel Evans is one of two outside the three-point line. It was a shot at Carolina at the end of the half from almost midcourt. So he's shooting 50% from three. What kind of coaches do we have? He needs to shoot more threes.
You know, it baffles me at times. It really baffles me. He was 5 of 14 last year, but this year it's...
They've really curtailed his shooting, you know. I mean, he's only taken two shots.
He doesn't look. He's not even looking at it.
Well, you know, I think his foot injury, you know, being at cast for, what, three different times this year, he's just not to that point where last year I thought he felt pretty good about his offensive game at the end. But this year at times it's a struggle.
By the way, that voice is none other than Terry Gates. We should introduce Mr. Gates, a man who needs no introduction, but in this case, that voice is familiar to UVA and ACC fans.
All right, let's ask the enforcer a serious question.
The gentleman?
Okay. All right, many times...
The gentleman from Kentucky.
That's right.
Many times this season, coach on the bench, Terry Gates, has made comments, does Akil Mitchell want the ball in big situations? And has applied the same rule of thumb at different times to Mike Toby. How'd they do last night?
I think better. But there are times where he catches the ball and he looks, and, you know, they're 20 seconds into the shot clock.
He being Akil.
He being Akil. And then it was a game or two games ago when he passed it back out to Jontel. So that's just a restart. And, yeah. And that's kind of the problem we've been getting into. You know, I think that Akil and Jesperson need to be a little more selfish.
Well, the problem at the end of that last 10 seconds of the shot clock when the ball's in the hand of Evans is the other team knows he's not going to shoot a jump shot.
Right.
So, you know, he's going to try to take it to the rim or take it into the middle of the lane and dish it to somebody.
And it's just like the end of the game at Boston College where we didn't get a shot off. I got my games right here.
Yeah, he dribbled it all the way to the baseline and fumbled it out of bounds.
But he also kind of walked it up. I'm going, you know, okay, can we not?
Let's push it a little bit here.
But it's easier said than done. Harris is, you know, he's taken the best defensive shot a team has to offer with athletic individuals, several of them. He looks a little tired. So, if you know, what's option two and what's option three? And
well, the problem at BC was, you know, maybe the last play that Jontel dribbled it to the baseline. The problem was you're up two. The one thing you cannot do is give somebody an open look from three,
and
that's what they did. So it was a defensive breakdown as much as offense.
You know, but I think mentally these guys are tired. They're doing so many rotations, and some of those young guys are not quite – but they have to realize exactly that at the end of the game. Don't, you know, they tried not guarding a guy inside against Florida State. You know?
Yeah.
That didn't work so well. So,
All right, look, you know. Let's talk about last night's second half. One of the top five comebacks in UVA basketball history. I don't know who did all that research, but – I saw that on three different sources today.
Well, Terry Gates' teams were never behind, so they couldn't do that. You know,
is that based on being back down by 17, or is that based on second half deficit?
I think I'm sure it's point deficit.
Point deficit. Point to be made here is after overcoming that hardships on the road and then overcoming a talented, long, athletic Maryland team. Doesn't the Wahoo basketball team gain a lot of confidence from the last night, and won't that translate to the ACC tournament?
No.
Might not.
I think it does.
Well, let's put it this way. I think if they lose that game yesterday, I think it's devastating. Right. I mean, if they go to Greensboro on a three-game losing streak and they lose at home to Maryland after winning 16 in a row at Maryland at home, I think they're really in trouble.
All right, we're going to go to break now. When we come back, we're going to work our good friend Corey Alexander into the mix. And Terry's going to stay with us. So stay with us as we break down the ACC tournament.